Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to growing your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and interview experts to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level. You know, Stephanie, I think one of the most critical systems that we need to have in place for sales, and yet one of the systems that people probably are the most intimidated by, besides asking for the order and objection handling, is lead generation. You know, without leads, you don't have people to talk to, and if you don't have people to talk to, you don't have buyers. I found this great quote from a blogger named Julie Riolo, and she says, and she's talking about network marketing, but this goes across the board. In network marketing, lead generation is one thing that every marketer should take seriously as it determines how much you can make with the business. Let me read that again. In network marketing, and I'll add in any marketing, lead generation is one thing that every marketer should take seriously as it determines how much you can make with the business. You know, Steph, before we get into the 10 systems that we promised to share with people today, let's talk briefly about mindset. You know, that's really important. Go ahead.
It is. You're absolutely right. And, you know, every time I do a training, I start with mindset, because if you don't have your head in the right place, so to speak, it really doesn't matter. I can give you all the right tools. And, you know, it never ceases to amaze me. A really hot topic just in my business and my life with the people I've been talking to this week has been time management. And for a long time, when I taught time management, I would always get people who'd say, oh, I've done that. Oh, I've done that. Oh, I've done that. And it finally hit me, you know, people know how to manage their time. They choose not to, because it's a mindset. They haven't wrapped their head around it. So we can give you all the right tools for lead generation, but if you don't have that as a priority, it doesn't matter how great your tools are. You won't use them. You won't use them consistently. So so I'm absolutely, absolutely agree that we need to talk about the mindset. So let's talk about exactly what that mindset needs to look like. You know, the most important thing that I can ever teach anybody mentally is that generating a lead is nothing more than generating a name and a phone number or a form of contact. All the time I get people who think that generating a lead means they have to generate a prospect, someone that they can sell to. And so the very next thing that I tell people when I'm doing lead generation, mindsets on lead generation, is that they have to get the name and the form of contact, because as soon as I tell them how many leads I want them generating every single day, they start to freak out. And it doesn't really matter which order I tell people to do this in, they still freak out. So the first thing to get really clear on is name and a phone number or a form of contact. That's all a lead is. Now, the other thing you have to realize is sales is basically a funnel. And we all know how a funnel works, right? I'm assuming I'm not the only person here with at least a little bit of idea of that form of science, whatever that happens to be. But a funnel, you put stuff in the top. Sooner or later, stuff starts coming out the bottom. As long as you keep putting stuff in the top, stuff will keep coming out the bottom.
Yeah.
So people, think about your lead generation like this. This is you putting stuff in the top of your sales cycle. When things come out the bottom, that's a sale. That's when you're actually making your money. And if you stop putting stuff in the top, that's when you're going to struggle with closing the sales. I spoke with a gentleman yesterday, told me the same thing. He said, I have these highs and lows. Goes, when I'm not closing sales, I'm generating leads and setting appointments like crazy. When I'm closing sales, it tends to fall off the table. I totally forget, and before you know it, I run out of sales to close, and then I'm going crazy generating leads. When I was in sales, I would have the first 2 weeks of every month, I'd be going crazy generating leads and setting appointments. the last 2 weeks of every month, I'd be closing sale after sale after sale after sale. But it was always the same cycle. I was too busy closing sales to be generating leads. So that's why we teach people to use systems to generate leads, because you want to have leads coming in all the time. And again, going back to what I just talked about, a lead is nothing more than a name and a form of contact, a phone number, an email address, some variety there. So the last thing I give people mindset-wise, before I know we need to move on to techniques, but the last thing I give people mindset-wise is have a goal. Make it a priority to generate 5 leads a day. 5 new leads a day. These aren't leads that you went and you pulled out of somewhere else. 5 new leads per day. 25 to 30 leads a week. If you make that your goal, you make that your priority to make sure that you are generating leads every single day, you're going to keep putting stuff in the top of your funnel, and therefore you're going to keep having stuff coming out the bottom of your funnel.
And when it comes to goals, make sure that you're setting goals. Make sure that you're actually setting real goals. So 25 leads every week. And like Stephanie said, it's not like you have to go out and talk to all of these people. Go up on Google, look, do searches for your ideal market and see if there are places that you could get their information so that you can begin the conversation. Now, what we want to encourage you to do is, of those 25 leads, we're just going to use the number 25 leads. That's 5 leads a day. 5 leads a day. Okay, we just broke it down into a daily goal. And you want to consider, as we're going through the 10 systems that we're going to encourage you to use, think about how many leads you want to come from where. How many do you want to come from just going to a mixer? Maybe you don't have a chamber mixer this week, okay? So you're not going to get any leads that way. But then you can think about, well, if I want to get some leads, how do I get some leads from following my money, which we're going to talk about. Break it down into bite-sized chunks so that 25 leads sounds big, but 5 leads sounds small. 2 leads from following your money, 1 lead from my house list, and 2 leads by recycling my leads, that makes 5 leads right then and there. So we want you to really, really think about how to break this up into bite-sized, doable chunks that you're going to work on every single day. But, of course, we can come up with all the ideas. You've got to have action so that you can have results. So the very first lead generation technique that we're going to encourage you to do is one a lot of people forget to do, and that's ask for the business card to somebody and say, would you like to exchange business cards? Very few people that I've ever encountered, Stephanie, ever say, no, I don't want your business card. If you ask for their business card, they're going to generally be glad to take your business card. That's one of your 5 a day or one of your 25 for the week. Mm-hmm. And the next one's similar, Stephanie, but it is different because it's not an exchange. Why don't you share with our listeners about the next technique?
Oh, the next technique is probably one of my favorite techniques. This is called the fishbowl technique. Now, you can do this one of two ways. If you are a public speaker and you like getting out there in front of large audiences and sharing your value with them, then I encourage you to have a fishbowl giveaway either at your table or if it's a small enough group that you can pass around the group to get everybody's business card. This is a phenomenal, amazing way to make sure you're going to be able to follow up with every single person that reaches out or that's at your speaking engagement. I do this all the time, you know, and it can be something simple. You can offer to, hey, if you're interested in getting a copy of the PowerPoint, put your card in the fishbowl. Or, hey, I've got the thing I always give away. I always give away a wine basket. So there's a bottle of wine, there's a bar of chocolate, there's a cheese ball, and there's some crackers in it. And it's really inexpensive for me to put together. I can have all the pieces on hand ahead of time, so all I have to do is throw them into a little bag, And I can pull all the leads in the room regularly every time I do a speaking engagement. It's just fantastic. I can pull anywhere from, you know, from 10 to 30. You know, I pulled out 45 leads one day just from the fishbowl, just from having that little giveaway. The other option with the fishbowl, if you're not a public speaker, if you're listening to all this and going, oh, my gosh, Stephanie, how can you expect me to get in front of a whole bunch of people and talk to them? Then the other option is for you to think about who has your target market coming into their shop. They need a storefront of some variety. But you could reach out to people who have your target market coming in. So, for example, if you are a personal trainer, you could go to a bunch of gyms and health food stores or a bunch of nutrition stores. You can ask them if it's okay with them if you put a fishbowl out. And what you do on the fishbowl is on the cover of the fishbowl, you say, you know, drop your card here for the chance to win a free week of personal training. But you offer them a chance at something. People, and then you put little cards out so if people don't have business cards, they can fill it out. But then they're dropping their contact information into this fishbowl for you. You're able to pick up contacts from all these other places that also have your target market in mind as their target market. And then you obviously have to work out whatever the benefit is for them. So you may want to offer to share the leads with the place that allows you to put the fishbowl up. Or if it's a good friend of yours, they may let you do it just because they want to help you out. But either way, find a place that has your target market coming to their storefront regularly and see if they'll let you put a fishbowl up with a giveaway. Once a month, you go around, you pick up all the pieces, you draw the winner, you call the winner up and give them their giveaway, and then you call everybody else up and say, hey, so sorry you didn't win, but here's what I'm willing to offer you instead. It's a phenomenal way to pull leads, and you know the very best thing? You don't have to do a single thing except for once a month, go pick up your leads. It's amazing.
It truly is. It truly is, and it's something we don't normally think about. The next one is to follow your money. So consider all of the people that you do business with on a regular basis. My favorite story that I love to tell about this is I was in the AT&T store one day, and I was there to buy a phone for my daughter, purchase a Bluetooth for myself. So I asked the sales representative to show me some Bluetooths that she had, and so she threw out like five Bluetooths, which were all out of my price range, not to mention. And then she went off with my daughter and looked at some phones. So when she came back, we started to talk, and I made it clear that I wasn't able to purchase what she had brought me. It was out of my budget. Now, the funny thing was is I realized there was a tremendous opportunity here to help her grow. And so she I said, so is there anything else you do? She said, she went on to explain a couple of things. And then she said, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm a sales trainer. And she kind of stood there a little embarrassed. And then she said, you know what? I really could use sales training. And so basically we engendered a conversation because I was following my money, and it has to be an intentional conversation. In that case, it may not have sounded like I was very intentional. I was extremely intentional in the questions I asked her to lead her to see that she could benefit, which wasn't very hard, that she could benefit from sales training. So think about the people you do business with on a regular basis and put them in your database. The reason you want to put them in a database is you want to have a systematic way of contacting and following up with them, which is very, very critical, because follow-up is where the money is. The fortune, as Jim Rohn is so fond of saying, is in the follow-up. Now, we still have like seven more, so we're going to have to really book through these the second half of the show. But I do want to encourage you to take advantage of a CD set that Stephanie and I have put together. So, Stephanie, why don't you share with our listeners about the CD set?
Absolutely. So we have four of our all-time top radio shows on this CD set. These are radio shows that have gotten the most listens, as well as add the most value to you to help you learn how to sell like a black belt. These four shows are available on a they're each on a separate CD, so you can skip to whichever one you want to listen to whenever you're going through. And, you know, I have to tell you guys, I've had people who've come up to me and said, Steph, I have these just going on repeat in my car. I've listened to them probably 8 to 10 times each at this point, and I'm getting something new out of it every single time. There's a lot of content on here. It's insanely, insanely valuable. I highly recommend that you check it out. Mom, I don't remember off the top of my head what the four episodes covered. Do you mind catching our listeners up real quick on that?
Well, you will learn the mental attitude necessary to break through obstacles to success, the critical component that is often overlooked for building confidence to close, how you can close before asking for the order, and strategies to be behind the close in order to be a master. The CD set is also going to have bonuses, which will include a bonus track that you'll be able to download from the internet. All of these are available to you. What you'll need to do is email me at annajoescheller@gmail.com, and we'll make sure that goes in the Facebook group to get more information. We're still working on getting our website up and running, so but I just want to make sure that when we've got that website going, that you'll be able to get those bonuses with your CD set. Again, that's, we're calling it Black Belt Selling Offline, and we want you to take this because it is a perfect way to have some of the best in sales talking to you as you're driving around getting ready for your sales calls or running your kids to school or whatever it is that you're doing. So, but let's get back to the systems. We've got a lot of systems yet to cover, and we are running out of time. So let's move on to referrals, Stephanie, about referrals for just a minute. Stephanie, are you there? Oh, well, something happened and she's not there. So I will talk about referrals. Referrals are probably the richest form of closes because referrals are what we would call warm leads. These are folks who maybe have talked about you, or they've heard about you from a friend, a trusted friend. So already there's an element of trust and rapport. Are you back, Stephanie?
I'm back. Not sure what happened there.
Okay. All righty. So I'm talking about referrals. So the power of referrals is one, a trusted friend is talking to someone else about you so that when they recommend that you talk to them or they send their friend to you, there's already trust and rapport beginning to develop, which already begins to lower sales resistance. And there's actually an entire system for getting referrals, and you want to have a system for getting referrals. And due to brevity of time, we'll have to address that on another show. But keep in mind, referrals, warm leads, referrals, warm leads. Now, the next strategy is my favorite. So why don't you give a chat about the next strategy, Stephanie?
Well, the POI strategy stands person of influence. So this strategy is when you find someone who has your target market in their following, and you get them to help promote you or something you're doing to their following. So, for example, I'm getting ready to launch this half day. It's a free half day business owning basics seminar. I've teamed up with a bunch of other experts for new business owners, and we're putting together this whole half day seminar. And one of the things that I did to help promote this was, not only did each of the trainers have to help promote it, but I've also reached out to the Small Business Development Center here in town to see if they're willing to help cross-promote it as well. Because, let's be honest, they have a very, very large audience, and it's all business owners, which is exactly who we want to talk to. So the person of influence strategy, in essence, is find someone who has influence, has your target market as their following, and get them to help cross-promote it. Next up.
The next step is climbing the ladder. So this is, again, taking leads that you know. Maybe it's someone in a company. They're working in a company. And you have now an inside to someone in the company who can take you perhaps to a decision maker or a supervisor. And so what you do is you are working with someone, a contact, who can help you get to the people who are going to be making decisions about your product or service. Again, this is a good way to create warm leads, and you'd be surprised. You've got to think about, it's not about who you know, but it's about who they know. It's about who they work with on a regular basis. And I actually had that happen to me this week. We were contacted by a company locally wanting corporate housing. And when I asked them how they had heard about us, they said, oh, one of our company employees recommended that I call you. That's climb the ladder. Now, let's talk about the house list. That's a really important, important list to revisit regularly. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Absolutely. The house list is actually the people you already have working with you. These are either your current clients, your friends, your family, the people that you already know. So while this isn't necessarily generating a lead, these are leads that you have to stay in touch with. You know, for example, one of my clients has a list of donors who have, over the past 10 years, donated to her cause. These are all people that she has to stay in touch with regularly and can't be afraid to reach out to them. On top of that, she went through and pulled together a list of close friends who are also willing to donate to her cause. These are people she already knew. It's not a brand new lead, but it's someone that she maybe hasn't approached for something in for this particular product or service just yet.
Exactly. And then the next one that we want to talk about is the squeeze page. And not too long ago, we had Rick Cooper, who he works with that. It's his specialty is social marketing and email marketing. But the key for squeeze pages, and there's and we could do probably an entire month on how to effectively do squeeze pages and bring in some phenomenal experts. So that may be a topic we want to visit. But the key to a squeeze page, the reason it's called a squeeze page is it's because you're getting people's information in exchange for something. So this actually lends itself to what we call content marketing. And content marketing is where you're putting out valuable information that people pay little or nothing for. The most effective squeeze pages that are out there are ones that offer something in exchange for emails and phone numbers. So that's an entire process that you need to think through. And there's websites out there that will help you build them. But the key is to decide what your target market is, find out what they're looking for, create some kind of value-driven document that you can have them download for free so that in exchange for that, they're giving you information so you can market to them. But that, like I said, that's an entire subject on its own. What about recycling leads? That kind of sounds like a house list, Stephanie.
It is, actually. Why don't I let you take this one? Because this is not one that I use as often, so I'm not quite as familiar with this one.
Well, you want to keep the names of people who have said no. You want to keep their names because you want to revisit them. Maybe they're not interested now. 3 months down the road, they might be. A friendly phone call. Hi, I know you said that was a bad time the last time. I'm just calling to touch base, see how you're going. And you want to have a script for this. This is something you don't want to wing because you want to be genuinely interested in helping the person that you're contacting. So these are leads who have said no, and you're going back to them 3 months later, or I would say 3 months later. You don't want to revisit these leads too often because then you're becoming a pest to them. But you want to go back to them, talk to them, and see if something has changed, and they're interested now. This is a really effective tool in network marketing, because what somebody will not be willing to do 1 month, the next month they may find a need for. So recycle those leads. Talk to people who have said no, but script it ahead of time, and practice that script with other people. Now, the last one, Stephanie, you and I are both very familiar with, and we use it in different veins, but go ahead and share that last system. This is probably the one people are the most afraid of.
This is, you know, there's a fear of clowns, there's a fear of heights, and there's a fear of public speaking. And then there's fear of death. So public speaking, though, is an absolutely phenomenal way to generate leads for so many reasons. Not just does it change the conversation. I mean, so first off, you can generate a ton of leads in a very short period of time. You could generate 150 leads in an hour doing public speaking. I mean, think about the value of that. If your goal is to generate 30 leads a week and you generate 150 in an hour, that's pretty amazing. So public speaking is an incredible technique for generating a lot of leads very quickly. But the other thing that public speaking does is it changes the conversation that you're having with your lead. Because if you do your public speaking right, and this is what I encourage everyone to realize, you are giving them valuable information. You see, you know more about your industry than your prospect does. I guarantee it. If they knew more about it than you did, you'd be out of a job. So the goal is to find what it is they're most interested in knowing, and share that information with them through public speaking. Then after you do that, when you follow up with the leads you've generated, it's a very different conversation, because you're coming to them not just from a place of, I've already given you a lot of value, and so they're much more inclined to want to give you value, read money, back. But they're also looking at you from a place of respect, and you have looked at them and given them, you portrayed yourself as the expert. You're calling
because you
are.
You are the expert. You are.
So instead of you coming in as this, you know, person who may or may not know a whole ton, you're coming in as the expert. And it changes the conversation that you have with your client, with your prospect. So public speaking is powerful, not just because of the amount of leads it can generate in a very short period of time, but also because it really does actually allow you to change the conversation with them. You aren't coming to them from a place of, please buy from me. You're coming to them from a place of, look, if you want to spend your money with me, you know it'll be money well spent because I know what I'm doing.
Exactly. So as a summary for the entire half hour, boy, that was a fast half hour. Again, we want to encourage you, remember that mindset is critical to success. You have to believe that the leads are out there, and you have to understand that the purpose of generating a lead is simply to get a name and contact information. 25 leads can be done that way. We also encourage you to have your goals and slice and dice. And we talked about 10 different ways that you can use to generate leads so that you don't run out of people to talk to. Now, some of you may have seen our new graphic that Susan Joy Schlieff of Presentations with Results made, and people have asked me about the mug. So I will be putting information in our Facebook group about how you can get that mug. We're working on making that happen. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure to be with you. I'm Anna, here for Stephanie. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Join us next week. We're going to be talking about getting past the gatekeeper. Have a great week. Thank you.